99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Welcome to Friday. 79 outside. Going to be a bit of a rainy one today because of the Hurricane Laura that made landfall and is headed up Louisiana and Arkansas. I'm going to hit the Kentucky area here by later this afternoon. So, man, did you see some of the pictures from Hurricane Laura yesterday?
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, not good at all. Six people so far confirmed passed away because of the storm, and now they're having to worry about storm surge and all that craziness. And then I saw that the dude who, the Florida man who is now a meme from 2016, like a hurricane back then, he like stood in the middle of the road shirtless.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. With like cut off jeans and holding an American flag, was like headbanging to like the high winds of the hurricane. He went to Louisiana to do the same thing. So that's where we are here in the United States. Okay, great. Today though, we've got a lot of stuff. Everything from a bunch of setting the bar stories to Florida stories to family secrets, to you laugh, you lose. How are you feeling with your joke arsenal so far?
I'm going to be honest. I'm not super confident in the actual arsenal, but I might be confident in my secret weapon.
We'll see what...
I'm just going to feel it out. I'm going to feel it out in the moment.
You're gonna live in the moment.
I'm going to live in the moment.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So we've got that to look forward to here this morning.
Wait, how confident are you?
Oh, I've got some burners.
Oh, that's great.
I've got some burners. And when I say burners, I feel like I've got some burners that are for you.
Okay.
Like,
but you're going to be fine with it.
I think I will be, but I think they're up your alley.
Okay. See, that's normally my problem. When I find some that I think are funny, it's going to be a problem for me too.
Yeah, well, you know.
Like, I haven't really found your kryptonite.
I don't have, I'm hard.
Uh-huh.
I'm a tough.
You're just like.
I'm a tough critic.
Blue steel right there.
Blue steel. Okay. All right, so you laugh, you lose here in a little over an hour. On 99.7 DJX. But we'll get you started with feel-good stories. We do feel-good stories every single hour throughout the morning. So that kind of helps balance everything else out that we have on the show. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. We'll do that coming up in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Are we ready for new movies coming out? Second weekend in a row, we've had new releases to actual movie theaters as opposed to just purely on demand.
Oh, yeah.
The New Mutants is one. That's going to be in limited release. But the big one this weekend is Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Yes, I'm ready.
That is the Bill S. Preston and was it Ted Esquire? Or,
yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Ted Theodore Logan. Bill S. Preston, Esquire.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they fulfill their rock and roll destiny. They're middle-aged best friends. They set out on a new adventure when a visitor from the future warns them that their only song can save life as we know it.
A song created by Preston Logan, performed tonight, will save reality as we know it.
Oh, dude, we better write that song now.
Or why can't we just go to the future when we have written it?
And take it from ourselves!
Except, won't that be stealing?
Cheers!
How is that stealing? If we're stealing it from ourselves.
Yeah, so that is out this weekend. I guess that'll be the number one movie over the weekend at the box office because there
probably
is.
Probably, I need some idiocy.
There is. Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, you're going to get it with that. You're going to get it.
It's the perfect timing for this.
Then next weekend, it's Christopher Nolan's Tenet. That rolls out over the Labor Day weekend, as we did see that Tom Cruise did see an early screening in London when he crashed a movie theater there in London and watched it with the fans there. So. I don't know. It's weird talking about movies after not having talked about them in 6 months. But yes, new movies out this weekend. There you are. Bill and Ted Face the Music. Coming up here next, it is a setting the bar story involving 80,000 bees.
That sounds aggressive.
It is. We'll get to it coming up. Small examples of what not to do. This, I will say, it kind of gives you a little bit of nightmares. It is a story about 80,000 bees. And it's a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without having 80,000 bees living in your walls for over 40 years, you're doing okay.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. So this is wild. And this is obviously not necessarily a thing that's unique to this 91-year-old guy living in Long Island, where recently they were shocked when he found out there were over 80,000 bees living in the walls and ceiling of his home.
I just can't.
Yeah. So, I mean, this literally was a thing dating back, like I said, 40 years, where his daughter would be like, hey, there is a bee in the house. There's a bee in the house. And he never really cared or paid any sort of attention. And then
she'd hear the buzzing.
Right. She'd hear the buzzing. And then finally, after tearing down a stonework in the front of the home, a 12-inch deep, 16-inch wide cavity running about 5.5 to 6 feet deep that was filled with wax and 80,000 bees.
Holy cow.
And when I say this isn't unique, this literally happened last year up in Indianapolis from DRB.
A big buzz in Indianapolis where a property developer found thousands of bees inside the walls of a home. Quincy Murphy says he discovered this while working on a home rehab project.
Yeah, pulled away a section of the wall and there again discovered about 80,000 bees living in the walls of a home up in Indianapolis. So
nightmarish.
Yeah, so there are two examples.
Burn it down and start again?
Right, exactly. Two examples right here of 80,000 plus bees living in a home. So,
oh, wow.
If you happen to see a bee in your house,
oh, we found a nest we just knocked down on our roof. And I thought that was big. Oh, that was not that big.
Yeah.
Compared to this.
Yeah. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, allowing 80,000 bees to just chill in your home rent-free for 40 years, you're doing okay.
That sounds like an enormous beehive.
Yep. That's side of the bar.
The Taj Mahal.
On 99.7 DJX. Good. Every single hour, we give you feel-good stories. Kelly K.
It's good to have goals, right?
It is good to have goals.
Well, that's what the Guinness World Record's all about. A guy in Minnesota, he had a goal to have the tallest mohawk.
Oh.
And see, he had attempted to break the Guinness World Record for the world's tallest mohawk in 2007, but sadly his hair fell short of the needed height, just 42.5 inches tall.
Okay, so he got it.
Yes, 42.5 inches high.
Oh, I feel like a champion to hold the Guinness World Record title for the tallest full mohawk. So I feel like I am the mohawk king of the world. I want to keep that title forever.
Okay, forever. Goals.
Listen, he is super excited. So his attempt for the record took place at a salon where they spent hours and using got-to-be glued blasting hairspray, that's the key, to make it stand up. And it's really impressive. Like, you probably need to see it and how he needs to exit his house so he doesn't, tip it over,
I guess, if you will. Limbo under his door frame.
It's pretty great. And then, you know what? Speaking of Guinness World Records, we should go ahead and talk about an 11-year-old Canadian girl who broke the world record solving 30 Rubik's Cubes one-handed while hula hooping.
Oh, wow.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
So her name's Sankavi.
All right.
She did that with one hand. Now, here's the thing. She was keeping a hula hoop moving around her body, beating the previous record of 25. That record took her less than an hour to break. She said it was ideal for her because she has limited mobility in one of her hands.
Oh, wow.
So she couldn't use one of her hands. She could only use the one hand. And that's pretty impressive. That video is also up, along with Mohawk Boy, at WDJX.com.
All right.
Couple, you have goals.
Couple things to aspire to. Hula hooping and Rubik's Cube and then Mohawk.
Yeah.
There you go. Every single hour, we give you feel-good stories here on 99.7 DJX. Every single day, we give you feel-good stories. We also give you setting the bar stories. These are Two very different types of stories. One of them, obviously by its name, makes you feel good. Put a smile on your face. We do that every single hour near the beginning of each hour.
The other one is don't do that.
The other one is example to what not to do. So This is one of those cases where it kind of walks that tender line, okay? So if you can manage to make it through the day without, joking about what a bad year it's been in the middle of your wedding vows when you're the groom at an outdoor wedding, and then literally seconds later, lightning strikes, then you're doing okay. Yeah, so Aaron and his bride were getting married at an outdoor wedding. This wedding has been delayed several times.
Because of the pandemic.
Right. And so then, you know, the storm clouds were kind of coming in, and he was joking about, you know, what a bad year it's been.
And then it figures that, like, 2 minutes away from being, like, officially married, we get a lightning strike, you know, right next to us. And I was, in my head, I was like, I don't know. Should we go for shelter? That's probably the safe thing. But it was like, it's been such a process getting here.
I know.
I don't know what to make of lightning striking a quarter mile away during our wedding vows. I take it as a good sign that we didn't get electrocuted.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's a feel good.
So maybe it is a feel good where...
I feel like it is.
They're starting off their wedding with a
bang.
With not getting electrocuted, with, okay, it's a shocking start to their life together. Let's go. I mean, everybody has... I don't think there is one wedding that goes off without something happening during the wedding.
Oh, no. Yeah. Our tuck shop closed its doors 3 weeks before our wedding.
Right.
And we found out by going to the mall and seeing the sign on the door.
And you're like, oh, okay. We've got to find new tuxes and get everybody refitted and all
the
that
new
stuff.
The tuck shop says, we're doing your wedding now. And don't worry. We've got exactly what you wanted to have. And no, they didn't.
Hey.
Precious.
Trust us. We're gonna hook you up. Yeah, and I was on Wild Weddings on TLC because I told my wife I'd take her for granted in our wedding vows instead of saying I wouldn't take her for granted. So, you know, it is every wedding has its thing. Theirs, they get the whole lightning strike right after joking about what a bad year it's been. So
it was like right on cue.
Yeah.
You know, it was like the punchline to a good joke.
Yeah, for sure.
That's Mother Nature going, hey, I got one for you.
Yeah.
You know what that was?
What?
That was a rim shot. You know what that was? That was a lightning rim shot.
That it was. That's setting the bar. Or is it feel good? However you look at it.
I think it's both.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So yeah, coming up, Kelly has the appropriate sound effects.
Sure do.
For a segment that we're going to jump on Facebook and go live, and we've noticed that when we do that, we get a lot of hecklers in the crowd, as most stand-up comedians do.
Sure, so, and you know what? They like to send jokes, too, which I enjoy. They want to try to participate.
Of course.
If we run out of jokes, we might call them off the bench. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so it's you laugh, you lose. The object is not to laugh at our stupid dad jokes that we're going to toss back and forth to one another, okay?
It's going to be tough, though, if I do this.
All right, so that's coming up in just a few minutes. This sound is the sound of Kelly and I getting ready to sling our best dad jokes back and forth to one another in an attempt to make each other laugh. It is called You Laugh, You Lose. The score is tied right now. Kelly's on it.
What, 2 week losing streak? It's a downward spiral for me, really.
Yeah. You've got to bring it today. You've got to bring it today, Kay. Okay.
Kay. All right.
Are you going to win this back?
Mwah. Oh, don't kiss her.
All right.
All
right. It's you laugh, you lose. Loser goes first.
Wait a second.
Okay. Okay, all right. Get all the laughs out first. All right, so it's you laugh, you lose, dad jokes. Loser goes first. Kelly, that means you. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Why do koala bears not hang out with other types of bears?
Why do koala bears not hang out with other types of bears?
They don't meet the qualifications.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kelly, you know why the cheese was depressed?
Why was the cheese depressed?
It was a little blue. I know. Cheesy joke. But surely we can all agree it was still Gouda.
Oh, I don't think we can agree that.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to agree on that one. Hey, what martial art do kangaroos practice?
What?
Kang Fu?
Kang Fu! High kicks!
All of that.
All right. Hey, what did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
Can I do it?
Yes.
I'm 80!
Thank you.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Hey, man walks into a bar, orders a Corona and two Hurricanes.
Yeah?
Bartender says that'll be 2020.
Oh, I get it. Okay, I get it.
Really?
I got another one for you. All right?
Yeah.
Two eggs and a side of bacon enter a bar. Bartender says, sorry, we don't serve breakfast here.
Good one.
Uh-huh.
What kind of car does an egg drive?
What kind of car does an egg drive?
A Yolkswagen.
A Yolkswagen. It's you laugh, you lose. The object is to try and not laugh at each other's jokes.
So far, we're doing really well at that.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a person missing 75% of their spine?
What do you call a person missing all of that of their spine?
75% of their spine.
75%, yes.
A quarterback.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's good. Math jokes.
Yeah.
Anatomy jokes. What happened to the fly on the toilet seat?
What happened to the fly on the toilet seat?
It got peed off.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I try to do that every now and then. Doesn't work. Kelly's trying for the rim shot there with you laugh, you lose. What did Tennessee?
What did Tennessee?
The same thing Arkansas?
Cute. Call in John off the bench.
Yeah?
Why do squirrels swim on their backs?
Why?
To keep from getting their nuts wet.
Okay, that was good, John.
Solid, John.
That was solid.
Solid.
Normally, nut jokes work on us.
Normally, they do. So an old married couple are in church one Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The woman turns to her husband and says, I have to let out a really long, silent fart.
Ooh.
What should I do?
What?
The husband turned to her and says, replace the battery in your hearing aid.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Because it was loud.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
She thought it was silent.
She thought it was.
It was a loud fart in church.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, what did the sushi say to the bee?
What did the sushi say to the bee?
What's up, bee?
Yeah. Delivery was good on that one.
Thank you.
Delivery was good.
Thank you. You laugh, you lose.
I was at a sophisticated dinner party the other day.
Yeah?
When I farted loudly, one of the guests was appalled and said indignantly, how dare you fart in front of my wife? And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was her turn next. Back-to-back fart jokes!
You're coming with the heavy hand, Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
What is the horniest shape?
What is the horniest shape?
Any rectangle. I don't know who did. I lost it right as I did it. The punchline on that one, too. I don't know. I don't know.
I can't. Heather, I'm sorry. Heather was like, don't do it, Kelly. They saw me teetering. It was just hanging by a thread. My fart jokes are going to take me down. I'm sorry. I'm such a disgrace.
I don't know who. We'll have to roll back the tape on that to even determine who lost.
Oh my God.
That round of you laugh, you lose. I think it was pretty dang well a tie. So, Heather thinks...
John says it's a draw.
Yeah, Heather thinks that you won. John thinks it's a draw. All right. We'll figure it out. It's the game of terrible jokes back and forth. It's, of course, called...
You laugh, you lose.
Do that every single hour. Kelly Kay.
So this is pretty great. A nonprofit organization in North Carolina wants to remodel rooms in their mentees' homes to help with the virtual learning experience.
All right.
So this organization is called Shield Mentor Program. They're finding a lot of their students don't have designated areas to really focus on learning, especially when spending hours in front of a screen at home.
Right.
And before the pandemic, they mentored 4th through 12th graders on the campus of the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, on Saturdays, where they took part in leadership workshops. So what they're going to do now is they're going to spend $100 on each student, and they're going to do simple things like buying a desk or maybe get some wall decor to help liven up the space for a child and kind of make a positive impact on their learning.
Okay.
It's a really cool idea. One of the students, 10-year-old Alana, she said that she's excited about the process to have an area to herself away from her younger siblings. And she said, I would probably want a wood desk. My colors would be pink and blue and a lot of different animals because I want to be a veterinarian.
Aw.
So, yeah, just finding some inspiration at home and just a place where you can kind of focus, because that is the number one problem at home, is being able to focus on schoolwork when there's so much other stuff.
So many distractions, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a great idea. So maybe someone around here locally might, you know, start something up like that. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.70 JX. Kelly, can I ask you, do you remember the reality show, The Simple Life?
Yes. With Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton.
Yes. There is a reason I bring that up. And
Paris Hilton has new music?
Not Paris Hilton.
Oh, Nicole Richie. Sweet.
We will explain in just a few minutes. Do you remember the reality show The Simple Life, starring Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton?
Sure.
I mean, it would have been, what, like 10 years ago where they pluck?
Feels like longer than that.
Yeah, maybe even longer than that. You're right. Nicole Richie, who is the daughter of Lionel Richie, you know, from
American Idol.
Yeah, for sure.
He also had a musical career, an iconic musical career back in the day.
Yes, yes. But she is the daughter of Lionel Richie. And of course, Paris Hilton, they were plucked from, you know, their socialite sort of lifestyle and put into situations where they were having to do chores on the farm and things like that. So that was kind of the simple life.
Living the simple life.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Paris Hilton has gone on to do several things. And Nicole Richie kind of pulled herself out of the spotlight to focus on being a mom, being a wife, you know, kind of have a life of her own, right?
Which one of the Madden brothers is she married to?
Joel, I believe.
Okay, because then the other one's married to Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, Benji. Got it. I think Benji's Cameron Diaz. Joel is Nicole Richie.
Yeah, the Good Charlotte guys. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh. There were several people that are texting in saying it was 2003. So,
was it really? I know. I felt like a lifetime ago.
It's like 20 years ago. My yeah. Gosh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've moved on to do different things now.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the things that Nicole Richie has moved on to do is she has moved on to music, following in her father's footsteps.
What kind of music?
Rap music.
Yes.
So she kind of, yeah, so she kind of kicked off a Quibi series that she has.
Nikki Fresh.
Yeah, and unearthed her sort of like little rap persona.
I am looking for music that only I can make.
This that parent rap. This how mommy rap.
I want to make music about things that are important to me.
Okay, important to her. What is
like
that?
What?
What does that mean? That means things that are like healthy living, earth, being you know, a planet focused.
N-G-L-Y. This was for the veggies. They just trying to survive.
My name.
V-E.
Is she talking about ugly veggies?
Veggies just trying to survive. Yes.
I love it.
This was for the veggies. They just trying to survive.
My name is Nikki Fresh.
Conscious Trap
is music for everybody. Teachers, rabbis, Virgos, but mostly moms and gays.
So she's, yeah, you know, I don't know if you can necessarily say who your music is geared toward, because people are either going to like it or they're not, depending on your music.
She's got ideas, though, of who she thinks is environmentally friendly educational
yes,
rap.
Yes,
is what she's calling it. And it looks genius. Like, I'll tell you, I hadn't really paid much attention to Quibi. Because, again, it's like more of a cell phone-oriented streaming platform. The shows are like maybe 6 minutes or something like that, 6 to 10 minutes. And but this one tempted me to get it.
So
because it looked funny.
I'm going to say there are some significant songs that are being released today. Blackpink, Selena Gomez is one. Calvin Harris, The Weeknd is another.
Okay.
And Nicole Richie, a.k.a. Nikki Fresh with Unearthed, is being released today. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Look at that.
Are we going to play it? It sounds like straight fire.
It sounds like straight fire. You can hear more clips. Kelly deposited it gently on the website.
Yep, sure did. It looks amazing.
Yep.
Like, I'm all in for this Nikki Fresh kind of life.
Up at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, how do you follow that? Well, you follow that with secrets. Family secrets, right? This is always so awkward.
He is not ready to do that right away, and I am ready right now.
Ah.
Wait a second. Is this more deception in a marriage? We just had that yesterday.
I mean,
that could have been a family secret. It's a seven-year lie.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
We're doing that today. Yep, we're doing that today. Every single week, we open up our show to allow you to drop a little secret. Maybe it's a little secret. Maybe it's a bigger secret. Regardless, though, sometimes it's good just therapeutic to get it out. So this is quick, but yeah, go ahead.
My husband and I just had a baby last year, and we definitely know that we want to have more kids, but he is not ready to do that right away, and I am ready right now.
Okay.
So I have...
What have you done?
Secretly stopped taking my birth control, and I'm kind of waiting for nature to take its course, and have decided that we can have this conversation once I'm pregnant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow. Listen, I am not confident that's the best way to go about that.
Yeah, typically that is a lifelong decision. So,
yeah, that both parents need to be involved in.
Wow. Thinking that you should probably have that conversation before it happens naturally.
Yeah, deception is not the best way to go about having kid number two.
If you are new into a relationship, new into a marriage, this could be a setting the bar family secret.
It could be.
An example of what not to do.
Let's be on the same page about big stuff like that.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, we're not judging you, you do you, but we're just suggesting that maybe this is how you approach this scenario.
It's a strongly worded, all-cap suggestion.
Okay. That is family secret here.
Thanks for sharing, though.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, a real setting the bar. You know, September is typically when Apple announces their new phones.
Uh-oh. Are you getting the sweats? Are you ready to switch again?
This is a setting the bar for a... style of Apple phone I didn't know existed.
Oh, exciting technological advances.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. That on the way in just about 10 minutes with examples of what not to do. On Family Secrets,
he is not ready to do that right away, and I am ready right now.
Yeah, talking about he's not quite ready for another baby. She is, so she decided, you know what, my secret is how I'm approaching this situation, not by talking to my husband, but by getting off the birth control. So Matt rolls in if she goes through with her plan. I know a great divorce lawyer, LOL.
Oh, wow. And then Andrew, the love doctor, chiming in. There's no debating this family secret. That woman is wrong, wrong, wrong. The end.
Okay.
I think we all were on board with that.
Yeah. And you know what? We got several people that were just like, you know, she's wrong. She's wrong. This is wrong. You know what? And I'm not going to disagree with that. However, I'm going to say that I feel like as a guy, you never feel like you're ready for a baby.
Sure.
So... I think you need to have that conversation with her or with him, but just like, because I wasn't ready for a baby. Like, I remember my wife and I, when we first got married, it was like, okay, like we're just starting out. We're not ready for a baby. It needs to be several years or something like that until we're ready for a baby. But it's like, you're never going to feel ready for a baby. And then, I think, you know, it just needs to, I think you can convince them.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. They already have one.
Yeah.
So they know what that's like. So this should be a conversation that she can have with him, but she needs to keep the conversation going. If she's not getting the answer that she likes, she keeps the answer, but she doesn't like go to deception and just be like, well, I'm just going to take matters in my own hands. You know, that's not the right approach. Yeah, she's going to feel very manipulated.
And if you do take that approach, this goes to your grave. I don't think you tell him you got off your birth control. Like,
and you certainly don't tell a radio show.
Well, you can tell us. I mean, let's tell you. You're going to ruin the bit if tell I'm people sorry. Not to tell us their secrets anymore. All right. So that's family secret. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without dropping your iPhone 11 into an outdoor toilet at a national park.
Oh, gosh.
Creating the iPoop phone, you're doing okay. Okay, so the only reason we're talking about this is obviously we found it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know what? They're expensive. There's a lot of people, especially if you got it when it's brand new.
Yes.
You can drop a pretty coin on that. And so I know that you want to go get it. You want to go fishing.
Okay, so here's the thing. Tracy, she works at A1 Sanitation. He works at A1 Sanitation. His team cleaning out the tanks there in Montana, Flathead National Forest there, and spotted this iPhone 11 Pro at the bottom of the well, we'll say.
I was kind of shocked. Okay. I was like, whoa, there's a phone. Looks like a nice one. We tried not to suck it up or whatever. I told him to get the grabbers, so we have some grabbers that can grab like bottles and stuff. So he grabbed them out.
Yeah, so they literally grabbed the phone out.
And lots and lots and lots of sanitizing wipes, right?
Here's the thing. The phone still worked.
You know what? That's a sign of a good product.
That is the sign of a good product. So basically, they switched out some SIM cards to figure out whose phone it was, left the owner a voicemail.
I told her who I was, told her, you know, we found this phone, and her initial reaction was, well, you guys must have to pump out toilets because that's the last place I saw that phone.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the two words that came out of her mouth when she realized it dropped in there. Oh, boop.
Yeah. Oh, and then the other one was the product that's inside those. Right.
Exactly.
Kind of shocked that they retrieved the phone and that it worked. And
did she want it back?
They got it back to her.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Really sanitized, though, right?
Yeah.
Sanitized.
How many are you ever using that phone again?
I would get a brand new case to put around it. Because can't, like, wash that off with water. You can't, like, dunk it in lots of soapy water. I mean, you have to, like, gently use, like, sanitizing wipes, right? That's how you... But then,
Kelly,
are you confident that all the crevices are cleaned out?
Kelly.
What?
I'm going to drop a sentence here that may shock anyone who has ever bought a refurbished phone online.
Okay.
You could be getting an iPoop.
You don't know where it's been.
You could be getting a phone refurbished.
Okay. And you know what?
From the bottom of a toilet.
You put a new case around it. The one that, like, covers everything, including the screen, right? Like an OtterBox. You get a really good OtterBox.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you do?
I feel like that's what you do.
Is that what you do?
And you call it a PotterBox. Get it? Because it's body.
Yes. All right. So there you go. That is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping your nice expensive iPhone 11 into an outdoor toilet at a national park, turning it into the iPoop phone.
Oh, wow.
Then you're doing okay.
Yeah, no, find a safe place for that.
Yeah.
If you got to go do that, you find a safe place with the phone. You go take that in there, maybe.
How many times, though, have you ever dropped your phone into the toilet?
Well, you come close because I know sometimes you put
it
in the back pocket.
You keep it in your back pocket, yes.
Yeah, that's where the trouble lies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, feel good stories every single hour here. Kelly K.
Just watching this video on Facebook. This is such a really cool story. So there's a guy who has a security camera on his driveway, and it's a pretty wide driveway.
Okay.
And he kept getting like motion alarms every day, kind of notifications that, hey, there's something moving in your driveway. So he checked out the footage and saw that there was a little boy riding his bike doing circles in his driveway when he was out walking his dog with his mom.
Okay.
And so, you know, something had to be done about it, right?
Sure.
So he decided to draw the kid a racetrack.
Oh, wow.
In sidewalk chalk on his driveway. And then he checked the footage again. And the kind of the look on them, they pause. They're like, once you kind of see the dots get connected,
yeah.
Like, he did this for us. So he rides the track, and it's pretty great. And then, so he decided to switch it up a lot. He has been amping up the construction, adding way more twists and turns, kind of like a slowdown here. You've made it to the trophy here. And pretty soon, everybody that walks by his driveway takes a turn on the track.
Oh, wow.
Adults, kids, everybody, like the entire neighborhood caught on. And they always wave to the camera because they figured out what was happening. And it's just the coolest thing ever just to see how many people in the neighborhood are enjoying his different tracks that he draws for them.
That is crazy. Do they still do Safety Town? Do you remember?
You know what? I'm not sure if they do or not.
Because that reminds me a lot of like Safety Town, where you'd have the painted streets and yes. tracks and stuff like that on the ground that you would kind of drive around, you know, on like little like tricycles and things like that when you were little, or big wheels, to learn how the basic rules of the road.
Yeah, it's just the coolest thing, like watching the entire neighborhood kind of take advantage of his creations and enjoying it. And he just loves doing it for them. So watch the whole thing. We tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go.
Facebook, and it's getting a ton of shares and views. It's really, really cool.
Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Kind of a scary video yesterday. I don't know if you heard this or saw this story about 30 or 40 crew members on a U.S. Coast Guard boat were just taking a dip in the ocean, you know? It's Coast Guard. They're taking a little break there in the ocean. They even have like a big unicorn floaty in the ocean, right?
Uh-huh.
That's when a 6 to 8 foot shark was spotted swimming right around the crew.
Oh, nope, get out.
Terrifying, right? So someone spots this shark and is like, yo, shark. And,
don't panic.
And so,
don't splash a lot.
And so everybody was just kind of like, okay, well, maybe we'll just start to make our way over towards the boat. But the shark
just
didn't
meander.
Yeah, the shark didn't necessarily go away. That's when one of the crew members decided to start shooting at the shark.
The crew of the Coast Guard Cutter Kimball was taking a much-needed break in the Pacific Ocean when this 6 to 8 foot shark was spotted nearby. A crew member on the deck fired shots toward the shark, giving those in the water enough time to get out. The Coast Guard says everyone is safe following that incident, including the shark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the shark didn't get hit.
So it just kind of scared the shark a little bit.
Yeah, it was like, hey, get out of here, buddy! And, and so I guess, you know, they were saying, look, I think the shark was just curious, not really looking for a meal, but apparently...
Yeah, but I'm not going to assume that if I see a shark. Not going to assume. You know what? It doesn't look hungry. I think he's going to be fine.
That is one.
Say hello.
That is one of the most terrifying things that I could ever imagine, because the ocean is so deep, so like dark and mysterious that you don't know what is... And I've seen enough YouTube videos of people just unknowing swimmers swimming and seeing like the marine life underneath them, and there's like sharks and stingrays and all sorts of crazy animals that could bite, sting, and pinch and otherwise give you discomfort or eat you.
Yes, discomfort. It's the discomfort I'm afraid of.
Right.
Yes, it's sharks and jellyfish, the reasons I don't swim in the ocean.
So, do you know then what the crew decided to watch when they got back to the boat?
Well, you have to watch Jaws, do you not?
Jaws and Sharknado.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, there you go. Crazy video. We'll tweet it out. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I can't believe it's taken us this long to get to a Florida story.
Yeah, it's really late in the day. before we visited the Sunshine State. Normally, we're like out the gate. We're going there.
I know. Sorry.
Better late than ever, though.
Yes, exactly. We will get to a Florida story coming up. All right, Florida making the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a $1 million home, only to tell police. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Spoiler alert. There's police involved. That you were planning on living there. Then you're doing okay.
You know what? They have excellent taste.
Yeah, so Herod, he broke into a $1 million home there in Florida, went to the kitchen, turned on the ceiling fan, heated up some food in their microwave. Security cameras alerted the homeowner that Herod was making himself at home in their $1 million Florida mansion.
When you are considering a new place to live, it's always good to, you know, kick the tires a little bit.
Yeah,
try to envision yourself living there. See if you fit.
Sure. So the homeowner was able to contact police. They actually arrived while Herod was still checking the place out.
Sure. Let me ask a question. I don't think we covered this. Was the home for sale? Was it on the market?
Oh, yeah. Good question. No.
Oh, gotcha. I can see how Herod was a little confused.
Yeah, Herod didn't
into a house that didn't have a sign.
Right, Herod didn't have the secret code on the exterior door to boop boop boop, you know, get into the house for sale, because the house wasn't for sale. So,
gotcha.
Herod told the deputies who caught up with Herod there in the $1 million house that he broke into that he broke in because he was planning to live in the $1 million home right there on the water.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. He's like, oh.
Again, he's got great taste.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no. You don't understand. I'm planning on living here.
And right. Then it's fine. And I was going to plan on telling the people that actually live here that they have to move. Yeah. And that, you know, it's going to be for free.
Yeah, right. So he was arrested. Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. Sorry. Arrested for burglary of an unoccupied dwelling, criminal mischief, and petty theft. So, again, Florida is a strange state, but if you can manage to make it through the day or a weekend without breaking into that $1 million home, just telling police that no, it's okay, I was just planning on living here,
it's gonna be my house,
yeah, when it's not for sale, then you're doing okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, Florida making the show there. We do this every single hour here. Kelly K
gotta highlight a good puppers. His name's Milo.
Oh, Milo.
He looks like he's like a golden retriever.
Okay.
And he apparently has a little bit of a fascination, curiosity, if you will, about butterflies.
Oh.
So a couple of years ago, his human noticed this curiosity after there was like this massive butterfly migration in their area. And Milo was like, oh, what is all this going on? And she noticed how gentle he was. Like, he let them land on his head and his nose and all that kind of stuff. And he just loved it. So she decided, you know what, let's start raising butterflies. So she planted a bunch of milkweed, which is the only thing that caterpillars eat. And then they'd go on hunts for caterpillars. Uh-huh. They wouldn't take the eggs. They would wait until they hatch and have caterpillars.
Okay.
And then they put them in this little, like, caterpillar house so that they could safely reach maturity, become butterflies. And then Milo would watch them fly away.
Oh, what a good job.
And it's become a little pastime.
Oh.
And she's got some amazing photos of, like, she created kind of these little flower headbands that she puts on Milo, and then they just kind of all sit there on him, and he just loves it. It's really adorable. Milo and his butterfly friends. That's a feel-good. We've got it for you on the website at WDJX.com.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I was hanging out at Jeff Mall yesterday, and I went on a little wild ride with a listener who stopped by the table, right? So,
is she the one that made you blush? I was supposed to ask you about the one that made you blush.
Oh, no. This was a different listener. That listener, the one that made me blush, said that she would cheat on her boyfriend with me. So I have that going for me.
Look at you, high five hotness.
Yeah, so that was nice. So this listener stops by, and she was like, hey, how are you guys doing? We're like, hey, great. She was like, hey, can I get those sunglasses? We're like, sure, for sure. And we're like, what's up with you? You know, just making some small chat, right? And she was like, oh, I just got fired. We're like, oh, okay. You mean like just right now? And she was like, yeah, I just got fired.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. And so we're like, hey, why don't you check out our website, WDJX.com. We have a little putting Kentuckiana back to work section there with the Kentucky Children's Health Insurance Program. And you can maybe find a job, a new job. She was like, oh, no, I don't need to, because I just walked across the mall and got another one. We're like, wow, what an emotional roller coaster.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
In a short amount of time.
Yes, it was. So yeah.
Dang.
I know.
I'll tell you what, the mall, like, retail worker thing, that's like a whole little community, is it not?
It is, for sure. Yeah. So, there, yeah, it's like, hey, can you give us some references? Well, yeah, yeah, just ask that person right over there.
But if they got fired, is it going to be a good reference?
That's true. That's true. So, okay. Anyways, you can check out Kentucky and putting Kentucky in a back to work too, if you are in the situation that our friendly listener who stopped by our table yesterday at Jeff Mall was.
Or if you don't already have a job lined up at the mall.
Right. WDJX.com. Click on the putting Kentucky in a back to work there. This is the last day of the bonus hour for the Ben Davis and Kelly K show. So if you are used to hearing, you know, us earlier in the morning and us stop at 10, well, then you get your wish, because starting on Monday, we'll kind of go back to our normal hours of 6 to 10 here on 99.7 DJX.
But it's so sad. It's so sad for the people that love listening to us until
I don't know if there were. No. I don't know. I don't know if this was a bonus hour or if it was a sentence.
Legions of fans?
For some. But anyways, so yeah, starting on Monday, we'll go back to just 6 to 10. But and Sarah will be your lovely host throughout the midday. And then in the afternoon, we're going to introduce someone new to you. So that'll be exciting, right? Coming Monday.
Here, a new playmate.
Playmate for us. Yes. Yeah, he's been on our station before. But yeah, we're welcoming him back on Monday. So that'll be something exciting to look forward to here on 99.7 DJX. But yeah, if you missed anything from the show, whether it was the 80,000 bees or our You Laugh, You Lose, or the baby secret that happened with Family Secrets, or the I Poop Setting the Bar story, you can always find them on our website at WDJX.com. Click listen.
By the way, I think a couple of people that have chimed in have declared me the winner of You Laugh, You Lose.
Yeah, because it was super close.
It was.
It was almost a controversial type ending, but I'm not going to necessarily argue with you, because I think that's right, because I was starting to laugh, and then I heard you maybe just a hair second. Yeah. A hair later, so... yes, you did go bigger, but on the audio, it's going to sound like Kelly maybe lost, but on the video, it looks as though I were actually the loser. But anyways, you can you can catch up on all that up at WDJX.com or or Facebook at 99.7DJX. So a little bit later on here in a couple hours, going to be hanging out at KCTCS here downtown. And if you are in the area, you can give a socially distant high five. It's our campus crash there with Commonwealth Credit Union, so that's going to be kind of exciting. Otherwise, have a great weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, then. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.